segues into our next conversation with the presidency. The acting spokesperson in the presidency is Tyrone Seal, and he joins us now. A very good morning to you, and welcome to our program.
Morning, and thanks, Bongani.
We are speaking, of course, because for the first time in our history, the president is calling on the public to nominate South Africa's next Chief Justice. He says this is a move to promote transparency and accountability. We've got until October the 1st to submit nominations. Tyrone, what are you looking for? What is the president looking for from members of the public?
Well, I think the... As the president says, this is a vital role in our constitutional democracy and in our judicial system. This is a role through which all South Africans get to experience and access justice. This is a role that calls for integrity, that calls for independence of view and of jurisprudence, but also jurisprudence that is contextual. It calls for courage, it calls for consistency, and the president believes that that against this background, it's important that all South Africans should take part in selecting the next Chief Justice.
Of course, the panel that is going to oversee this process is going to recommend a short list of perhaps three candidates from this open process, as you and I are discussing. But beyond just, I suppose, the legitimacy of the Chief Justice and that role, there are quite specific requirements that the occupant of that office must have.
And there need to be such requirements. Given the scope of the work, given the leadership that the Chief Justice has to provide to our judicial system, and therefore the President felt that that we should broaden this at two levels. The one is to allow the general public to nominate candidates for this very important position, and secondly, that we constitute a panel of people representing various sectors of society, people who have a great interest in social justice in our country, and that we and that between those two processes, as well as his consultation with the Judicial Service Commission and with the National Assembly, that out of that process we get to appoint a Chief Justice that that serves our democratic constitutional order.
Well, let me add the changes under consideration. One can look at some of what you might describe as tensions, perhaps, between the Office of the Chief Justice and the Ministry of Justice. For example, the idea that the Office of the Chief Justice is really looking after the superior courts, whilst the Justice Department deals with the lower level courts. That has been a point of tension. Is that structure as it currently exists working?
I don't think we should preempt anything at this point. Part of this process of selecting a Chief Justice will entail a discussion on these things. It will entail the Chief Justice setting out a vision, a policy for how our legal system could function. And I think that in a democracy such as ours, two things happen. One, we recognize when there are challenges, and secondly, we have measures in place to address those challenges and to do that either through consensus, through open public debate, through legislation. So I think the options for overcoming challenges in any sector are there for us to leverage, and we've done so very successfully.
You heard my conversation with Karen Moore, and one of the things the new Chief Justice is certainly going to deal with is the JSC, which is comprised of members of the judiciary, the executive parliament, appointees by the president, representatives of the legal profession. It's a complex structure, and it's been found wanting many a time because of all those tension points not being effectively managed.
Well, I hope that one of the outcomes of this process will be interventions in that sector, and I think we should leave the space for that to unfold. I don't think anyone is blind to any challenges. that may have been, that may have arisen. But I think our systems are resilient and are consistent in addressing challenges as and when they occur.
Tyrone Seal, Presidency Acting Spokesperson on the line. What are you looking for in the next Chief Justice? He's got to be somebody who is an administrator. He's got to be able to look at the effective functioning of the courts. He's got to be an intellectual giant in terms of jurisprudence. A number of the things that Tyrone Seal was mentioning there, somebody who's interested in social justice, somebody who's invested in changing our past. Should it be a female? What would you like to see in the person who occupies the office of the Chief Justice?